Defining the consequence. In order to give teeth to your civility policy, it's important to provide consequences for uncivil behavior. After all, with repercussions, there is incentive to obey the policy. More importantly, consequences communicate that you mean business, that incivility is something that the company will not tolerate under any circumstances. When defining consequences for incivility in company policy, there are three main things that you must consider. Number one, the consequence must fit the offense. Core group members tasked with writing a civility policy must always remember that civility exists in a spectrum. There are, of course, softer offenses and offenses that demand a strong response. Offenses that belong more to the latter category include those that relate to verbal, physical, or sexual harassment and discrimination. Number two, there must be a ladder of escalation. Like consequences for other work-related violations, it's very important that consequences for acts of incivility follow a ladder of escalation. That is, policymakers must consider the possibility that there are mitigating circumstances that make first offenses more understandable than second or third or even fourth ones. Perhaps the first instance of, say, using expletives when speaking to a coworker would warrant a verbal warning, while the second instance, a written warning explaining that similar behavior in the future could result in possible termination. This way, companies don't just give their employees an opportunity to change, but it also provides room to study a situation before any irreversible action is taken. Number three, consequences must conform to national and state law. Lastly, when crafting consequences for incivility in the workplace, it's important to remember that every consequence must conform to national and state law. It's important, for example, to consider labor laws so that the right of employees against wrongful termination will be respected. The same goes with the employees' union's collective bargaining agreement with the company. Similarly, since acts of harassment and discrimination are covered by state legislation, it's important that there are mechanisms that would support the immediate action of a company when these acts are found in their workplace. Below is an example of consequences for uncivil behavior explicitly defined in a civility policy. The excerpt is from the civility policy of Oak Park Unified School. The paragraph below is a continuation of the paragraph presented in the previous section. If any member of the public uses obscenities or speaks in a demanding, loud, insulting, and/or demeaning manner, the administrator or employee to whom the remarks are directed will calmly and politely admonish the speaker to communicate civilly. If corrective action is not taken by the abusing party, the district employee will verbally notify the abusing party that his or her participation in the meeting, conference, or telephone conversation is terminated. And if the meeting or conference is on district premises, the offending person will be directed to leave promptly. When an individual is directed to leave under the above circumstances, the superintendent, principal, or designee shall inform the person that he or she will be guilty of a misdemeanor in accordance with California Education Code 44811 and Penal Code 415.5 and 626.7 if he or she re-enters any district facility within 30 days after being directed to leave, or within 7 days if the person is a parent or guardian of a student attending that school. If an individual refuses to leave upon request or returns before the applicable period of time, the superintendent, principal, or designee may notify law enforcement officials.